Hi, and welcome to the segment to where we're going to talk about where did these trends come from? Now, specifically what I'm implying to is trends that we see in our high school nowadays among the youth. And I speak for the youth. I am 17 years old, and I see a lot of trends that, you know, they don't make sense to me, and I don't understand them. But I'm trying to understand how did it come about, and why is it a trend? So let's talk about clothing. Let's talk about shoes, all right? So first off, I don't know what happened, but Fila, you know those blocky Fila shoes you see girls walking around with school with? I am not judging women, for the record, so don't get triggered. This is not about women. This is about the shoe specifically. Just women choose this shoe. And, you know, at first when you look at them, damn, those shoes are ugly. But somehow society formulated this mindset that ugly is the new cool. And I'm down with that. I get that. But me personally, this is Life by Nico. And Life by Nico says, that's ugly. That is just terrible. That is, I don't care who you are. If you wear those blocky, futuristic Fila shoes, you can't be my friend. I'm sorry. Like, I dated a girl a while back, and she had those blocky Fila shoes. And it was against my philosophy to date this woman or associate myself with her. But I did anyways, you know? I was just blinded by love at the time. I was a fool. I was a fool not to see that this block Fila shoe wearing person was not the one for me. But yeah, that's that. Moving on to brands. Yeah, like Champion. My father told me back then. I remember actually, yeah, when I was around 5 years old, Champion was not popping in my elementary school. Like elementary and like 6th grade, 7th grade, Champion was not it. Like that was such an old brand from my parents' time. My dad even tells me this. He's like, how the hell did Champion blow up out of nowhere? Fila blow up out of nowhere? How did these even Guess? Did you know those dope Guess looking shirts that cost $50 at your local PacSun? That back then, my dad said cost like $10. And it was trash back then. Those were the trash brands. Now, out of nowhere, these old school boomer brands. That's what we gotta call them now. They're boomer brands. You know what I mean? I feel like, actually, no. Every brand is a boomer brand. This is what I'm just now realizing. So, the youth, when they use the term boomer, and they're wearing a boomer brand, they're just hypocritical. That's that. That's where we're gonna leave that part at. And yeah, things that make me angry with some trends, I would say, what makes me angry? Oh, e-boys. Man, what the hell is an e-boy? I don't know exactly what the E stands for, but they're just, you know, e-boys. Everyone knows what e-boy nowadays. They were born from TikTok. I can't even explain it. If I'm being honest, they're guys specifically, you know, e-boys. They, I'm not even gonna go there because just thinking about it makes me cringe, but yeah, you know what I mean. What else? I'm trying to think off the dome. Trends for exactly. Oh, so anime is now accepted out of nowhere. Anime is now becoming a trend among society now as cool and, you know, hip and different. And different is the new hip, I guess. And yeah, I remember back then you couldn't like anime because you'd get judged for it. I mean, people still do now, but it's looked down on to judge someone for like an anime now. So it's kind of weird now, but it's whatever. Time goes on, changes. I guess that's a little change in society, not really a trend, but yeah. Another trend is probably people who posers. Oh my god, posers have been around for all of humankind, but most recently posers have been coming out of their shell willingly and proudly, and it makes me frustrated because no one puts them in their place sometimes. Like, I see people being something that they're not, and, you know, it makes me angry sometimes. For example, skaters. So skating is a popular thing now, out of nowhere. Media blew it up and everything, and people, it's on social media, you know, skating's cool. Skating's a nice hobby. Skating is a hobby of mine. I'm not Tony Hawk or anything, but I could do a damn good ollie, that's for sure. But I can't see people walking around the mall with a fresh, clean board and their shoes aren't ripped and they're wearing Thrasher, you know what I mean? Like, you can spot a fake poser skater, you know what I mean? And usually, they have one solid trick that they can't even land. Like, they'll be like, tray flip, or they'll be like, laser flip, and they won't land it. You know, they'll get the rotation and everything in the flip, but they won't land it. And yeah, it just like next time you see someone like that walking in public and they're wearing Thrasher, walk up to them and ask them, who's their favorite skater from the Thrasher magazine? And then watch them be like, Thrasher's a magazine? Yes, it literally says it on the shirt. Like, my G, what are you doing? Ask them who their favorite skater is and watch them say Tony Hawk. I swear to God, everybody says that when I ask them that. I'm like, listen, like, no, it's not okay. Like, everyone knows Tony Hawk, okay? Everyone knows Tony Hawk. That's already, like, invalid, you know what I mean? Like, you can't use Tony Hawk for that question. Yeah. But yeah, that's it. I just wanted to talk about different things and random things about trends and society and all that. And so yeah, I'm about to go skate and drink a Caprice and then listen to music while procrastinating on doing my homework. And yeah, that's my time, folks. See ya.